Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback. We highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Mouse Valley. Who am I? I've been the same for thousands of years, but I'm changing all the time. I love traveling, following the same route repeatedly, 700 kilometers from southeast Saskatchewan, down through North Dakota, and across southwest Manitoba to the Assiniboine River. Because I'm lazy, I insist on going downhill the whole way, a total of 500 meters from top to bottom, which means I travel leisurely. Unless, of course, it rains heavily or the snow melts quickly, then I get kind of nasty. I'm the Souris River, famous in these parts because of how important I've been for people since the Ice Age. For 10,000 years, there were no hard-packed roads or railroads. People used walking and riding trails, and they used rivers, like me. Oh, I've seen some busy days, like 250 years ago, French fur traders partnered with Nakota trappers to export beaver pelts to Montreal and Europe. The French gave me my current name, Souris, which means mouse. The easiest way to move pelts was downstream with freighter canoes. Fur companies set up trading posts along my banks where furs and bison pelts were collected for their journeys east. The first post was Ash House of the XY Company in 1795. Later, the Hudson's Bay, the Northwest Company, and many independent traders erected posts, including some American traders who claimed I was totally in the USA. There were as many as 18 trading posts on my banks. My most famous trading post was Fort Mr. Grant, built in 1824 by a Métis gentleman. He placed his post a short distance upstream of today's Hartney. Mr. Grant got my attention when he attacked the American posts. The Hudson's Bay Company hired surveyors to mark the border and appointed Mr. Grant warden of the plains, with instructions to keep American traders out of my valley. Within a year, the Americans gave up. Yoo-hee! Mr. Grant could make fur fly. In early days of Euro settlement, travelers crossed over me at natural crossings, Sirisford, Melita, and Langs. These were tough to get through, though, when I was high. So enterprising humans provided ferry services, but even these didn't satisfy human desires to cross quickly. So bridges began popping up, at least 12 between Coulter and Wawanisa, which is good for humans, I guess, but they sure cut down on my entertainment. So I adjust, focus on what's always been true. Animals and adventurers are attracted to rivers. Please, launch your canoe, raft, or kayak at Riverside, and in the blink of an eye, find yourself in Souris Bend Wildlife Area. It's like you're traveling with me 300 years ago. Deer, elk, eagles, geese, turtles, alligators, well, not quite that exotic, all share my goodness. Bon voyage. Mouse Valley is based on stories in Vantage Points 1 and 3. Vantage Points is a five-book series of stories about the layers of history in southwest Manitoba. All stories in this series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.